dreadful.
What?
I simply said dreadful.
What's dreadful?
Your surroundings are dreadful. How can you possibly function in a room that is just so filthy, so covered with filth? You try so hard to do a radio show, and yet you surround yourself with all of this fecal material. It's not becoming.
And if you're wondering,
I'm not happy or pleased to be here, but I will be here because I'm here to promote the show.
And the show is?
American Idol.
Simon is wearing his traditional black T-shirt.
Yes, I am. What brilliant powers of observation you possess. Aren't you a genius? Yes, you're able to identify the color that I'm wearing. Don't you score well on the IQ chart? Very, very good. Now, here, the whole gang, and I understand you're all somewhat giddy due to your vacation plans. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, tomorrow we go on vacation.
No, isn't that? Well, just bully for you. I'm so pleased to be here. Do you detect a slight hint of insincerity on my part?
Yeah, but I want to tell you, that's why you're probably the only reason I think a lot of people are like me. And incidentally, you do that on the show a lot also, where you hold your face.
I do, because, frankly, if I can be honest with you, it's very frustrating to hear each and every week the lack of talent that is thrust in my face, and I have to make comments. I've been vilified due to the fact that I'm speaking my mind.
Well, that's why I like
you. Individuals who is totally honest.
That's why I like you. That's why I watch the stupid show for your comments.
I'm really eager to embrace your less than professional standards, ass. And I'm here for a more important reason. When your individuals called me and said, could you possibly come and do the show?
Simon from American Idol.
I said, I will, but I will have to critique each and everyone's performance.
Oh, no.
If you will bring them to me, I will comment.
Tell
on
me who you would like.
You pick it, whatever order you choose. I'm here to review each and every performance.
Start with a guy who also
you
wears...
don't want to do that. That's jumping ahead to the good piece of the cake.
All right, well, then
we will save him.
Then, why don't you just tell me who you want?
How about you? Well, let's bring in your producer, shall we?
Lisa Herndon.
Yes, let's bring her in, and I'll have a look if she could do a little spin. Everyone will be required to do so, and then I will attempt to review and critique each and every person.
And here she is, everybody. America's number three producer. Lisa Herndon.
I've moved down again.
Lisa.
Nah, you're number one.
Poor little Lisa.
What's the matter?
What I find lacking in your performance is glamour. You're not going to win wearing those tight belly shirts. They simply won't make your breasts bigger. Do you understand me? Try something new. I think we all agree that what you need to do, you need to leave the bowling alley attire at home. That's what you need to do. Now, don't start to cry. It's not necessary. And surround yourself with men who can help you, not men who throw their own feces. And please, do us all a favor by improving your language. You have the mouth of an infantryman. The filth is not so becoming. I'm sorry, but we hope you can get to the next level. Try a little bit harder, and please lose the attire. All right? I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right, I'm ready.
You may go.
Are you ready?
Yes, Don.
Do you have me?
Would you spin around for me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
There you go.
Donnie G.
There you go. Get a good look. Now you're putting your hand in your face again. Your face in your hands again.
Donnie G.
Yes, Simon.
Oh, dear. I know you can do much better. I know you can. The NFL jerseys, the cigars. What your audience really can't get by is the toe fungus. How can you be credible during your performance when the big toenail continues to fall off? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be too harsh, but I want you to understand this. And the driving. Do we really believe it's always someone else's fault? Are we all supposed to believe that, Donnie? It's not. It's not at all. It's you. Look in the mirror and take stock and consider driving lessons. That will take you to the next step. I know that if you pursue that, if you go down to the Department of Motor Vehicles, ask to take a class. You're too good not to do that for yourself. ask to take a class, and please just be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I cannot drive properly. and take the class. It's essential if you're going to take it to the next level. Have I made myself
clear? All right, yes. Now,
Where's Joe?
Do you have one in there for Mike?
Yes, I do. Yes, would you like to hear Mike's?
No, as long as you got one, I'm fine.
I'll do Mike right now.
No.
Mike O'Mara, your partner?
Yeah, where is Mike?
All right, here, let him come in right now.
Mike?
Hi.
Hold on, we'll see a Mike back in here.
I'm over here.
Yeah, yes, I'm Mike.
He's over there now.
Yeah, what do you want, faggot?
Michael, motorcycle. It's one word. It's there. It's right there. It's all there for the picking. It's there for the taking. One word.
What's that?
The drink. The drink that has encompassed all of your life. Your entire existence based on drink. You're drunk. All the time. Not just at home. Not just at work. All the time. In the morning. We know the truth. We know that you lied about your accident. We know it had nothing to do with any of the other drivers. What it had to do with was your drunken driving. You backed into your own garage. We know that that is true. We know that you made the error. We know you're trying to pawn it off on some fictitious woman when the fact is you hit your own garage because you were drunk. You need help. Rehabilitation, that will make you the performer that you've always been. You will be the performer you want to be if you put away the drink. The drink is ruining you. It's ruining your look. And please, lose the paunch. Lose the paunch. It's not becoming. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for coming in for that, Mike.
Hey, F you, Simon. Faggot.
Wow. Where is Joe?
Next, you want a Joe?
Yes. Bring him to me.
Joe Hardinger, please.
I'm ready to make this. This is very tedious. Everyone is moving. Oh, Joe, late to the studio as usual.
Joe Hardinger.
Joe, could you do me a favor? Could you spin around for me once, please? The pirouette? Oh, look at that. See, spot, run. You're barely functional. Are you aware of that? And the novelty is worn off. The first thing to do is clean yourself. Clean yourself from stem to stern. A total cleanup. The latest 70s shirt with your hair cuttery locks aren't going to catapult you from fame to fame and fortune. You're one mistake away from living in a box and eating other people's trash. Don't you understand that? You laugh at it, but you don't understand these people are trying to help you. You're screaming for help by the way you look. It's very, very frustrating. Electric shock, amphetamine, something to possibly jumpstart that brain. Something that we can do to get current running through a cerebral cortex to make you perhaps think like a normal human being and not wallow away in this quicksand of moronity that you have. It's disgusting. Please go. Take your lifeless cranium and retreat to your little cave where you answer your silly little phones with your silly little headset.
You ready for the big boy here?
I'd love to talk to Rob.
Rob A? Here's everybody, Rob A. Spiewak.
My man.
No, I'll be honest with you. I like your energy.
Should I?
I do. No, I like your energy. I do. I think it's wonderful. It's great energy. But frankly, the happy-go-lucky straw hat wearing clown boy act has grown so tired. Oh. We've been watching you for so many years. It's on every day. I don't know what you're going for in your performance, but you're fooling no one. We know you're hateful. Even with the belly laugh, we know. Now, I know right now, see, you're going to do that, you're going to cruise down that with the guffaw. It's not working. You need to reevaluate. Look inward and put on something respectable. Wearing a basketball jersey with Hebrews on it isn't going to take you to the next level. And you have to give serious thought to shrinking your head. You have to make it smaller. It's simply too large for you to go to the next step. Okay. And that's what we're all here trying to help you.
Right.
How can you make it smaller? Or can you wear something to make it smaller?
I don't know.
Try.
I could
try.
Stripes, maybe?
It's not working.
No.
It's not working. Please sit down.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Simon.
You. Simply gets in the way. Thank you very much. Buzz.
Buzz.
I'm being voted out.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Buzz, you going to spin around for Simon?
Yes, here's
please.
Mine.
Spin around for me.
There he is.
There you go.
What could you possibly have been thinking during your performance?
I don't know.
I think the message hasn't gotten through. act your age, please, and buy some properly fitting clothing. What are you wearing? Are you wearing an extra small?
No.
Is it an extra small blouse?
No, it's a medium.
It's time to take a key to the middle-aged closet and walk in, boy. Please, take a walk in there. Do what you do. Nobody's being fooled by those car ads either. Those car ads. dripping with phony sincerity. Buzz. How dumb do you think we all are? I wonder sometimes. I know your wife doesn't spend all her time talking about laser eye surgery.
Well,
it's not becoming at all.
Okay.
And I'm not going to buy a Hendrick Honda because you tell me that's the thing to do with your catchy little jargon. Your hucksterism. Your hucksterism that is wrong. Several things are wrong on your look.
Okay.
We have to consider, first of all, the shirts.
Uh-huh.
They're too tight.
Uh-huh.
Very simple.
Yes.
No one else will tell you. I will. They're too tight.
All right.
You have lost weight, but the body is still not there from the surgeries. And you must consider more of a factual approach to your commercials. People do not appreciate all the jargon. So please do this. Take stock. Will you please?
Yes, I'll try.
And do something about that hair. What's wrong with it?
I can't do anything
Is it a wig?
No, it's just naturally curly
hair. It's not artificial?
Hair. No, it's real.
I thought it was chemo. Thank you very much. You can sit down.
Thank you.
We're all here. Are we all having a good time now?
All I can say is that you are as brutally honest.
Yeah.
Here as you are on the show American Idol.
I would thank you, but I don't like your show. Your performance is always subpar. And I know it could be better. That's the thing. That's the key. I know all of you could do much better, but what it is the L word. And I'm not talking about losing. You're all lazy.
Mm.
Your laziness is going to be your downfall. But keep your noses clean, because we all know it could be worse.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do indeed, yes. And your management structure, that's another story in and of itself. How's the orangutan up on the top floor? Is he still throwing his feces into the straw?
Charlie Broyhill, yeah,
very,
he is.
Very good. He's another one that has to confront the reality that is old age. He simply thinks he's younger than he is. Flag football, like a little boy. How foolish he is. He truly is. And Colette.
Colette at the front desk?
If there were rewards for eating, she would be the best receptionist in the world. Unfortunately, she eats out there constantly. There's not a time that I walk by where there's not a big plate of Chinese or Italian food in front of her. How can you answer phones properly when you are enjoying the latest carbohydrate du jour?
Wow.
And Robbie Gomez.
Okay, you're going down this road by
there
yourself.
There she is. I know. I'm commenting on everyone. My best to Deborah. And Tim McWilliams.
And what about Claybrook?
Claybrook is fine. I just mentioned it once. You mentioned it first. I will not get in trouble again. You're all just so short of greatness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. We are going to play...
Thank you. I miss Greta.
Love us in Jeopardy now.
She was a firecracker. She played to her ultimate level.
877-365-3636.
She really knew how to stab.
That is the phone number.
Fantastic. It's great to be here.
We just call her Lady Slim Jim. She looked like a human Slim Jim.
Well, that's what you do. You do those petty, juvenile insults that don't mean anything to anyone and hurt only yourself. That's the way it is.
877-365-3636 phone number.
And greetings, if I may. I don't all say negatives. I will say the grand dam of WJFK here in Washington, D.C. A salute from me, Simon, to Michelle Combs. Grand dam. Hello, darling. She plays to her full potential.
I got a break.
No problem at all. I'm still here. I'll be here.
Got a break.
And hello to Joan Lada.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
We want to get right.
Pride, lust, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They just received a memo.
Is there a memo that's going to address the relentless smell of cabbage in this studio?
You can see it's an official memo on Viacom CBS letterhead.
I see it was written with crayon.
Dated August 21st.
Right. Very good.
Good day.
Attention employees. Today's firing or suspension will be announced at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then there's a little note on the bottom. No one from the Don and Mike show. This time you are safe. Through vacation. Enjoy your holiday.
Nice.
Viva Viacom.
That's very nice.
I think it's wonderful that you're all so solidarity-ist.
We are safe.
But this is a relentless odor in here. How can you subsist?
We're with Simon.
Hello.
From American Idol.
Oh, so delighted to be here.
Now we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy and a chance for you to meet a couple more great, great human beings.
All right. This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is a map maker from Silver Spring. Let's say hi to Rob Hayward.
Rob.
Hello.
You're a map maker.
Yes.
You're not a cartographer, are you?
That's exactly what I am.
Well, then why didn't you say that in the first place?
I did, but...
I doubt that. Let's move on now. Our next challenger is a salesman. That's more like it. We don't need all that careful jargon for your low-intellect listeners. This man is from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's say hi to Keith Nadine.
Hi, Keith.
Hello, Simon. You're a beautiful man.
Well, thank you very much. I detect your sarcasm. So duly noted. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, a man who has not realized his full potential. Let's please welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Simon, and
hi, Don.
Rob, and hi, Keith.
Hey, out there.
And guys, here are your categories, and they are circumcised or not.
Of course, let's go to a body part. That's what the cheap laughs are all about.
Name that NFL coach.
Ah, yes, the NFL. I am aware you are a fan, and based on your jerseys.
Sing me a Casey and the Sunshine Band song.
Now, he had talent. I wish I was judging him. I'm serious.
Harry Casey.
I'm serious, Big Head Todd.
All about Robé.
Ah, that's the young man I was discussing before.
And new on DVD home video.
Very exciting game so far.
So your categories are circumcised or not, name that NFL coach, sing me a Casey and the Sunshine Band song, all about Robé, new on DVD, yes, Simon.
Point of order, do we actually play the game at any time today?
We're playing right now. We're going to start with Rob.
Yeah, very good.
All right, I'll go with new on DVD for...
Rob.
Yes?
Is there an outside shot that I could get you to project just a little bit more so that the people could hear you? You have a phone, not a microphone. Could you speak up, please? That. If you want to get to the next level, that'll be necessary.
All right, let me get on new on DVD for one.
Great energy.
New on DVD for one.
Yep.
Stars Mel Gibson.
What is...
I'm sorry, Rob. It's a quick game with quick minds. Keith, your chance to steal.
What is Resident Evil?
No, we were soldiers.
Attention, please. Pay attention to the game or pay attention. Rob, you're in control.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Dennis Quaid.
What is...
Rob, if you were moving any slower, you would be going backwards. Keith, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Keith.
The Rookie. Remember, he's the baseball player and makes it to the Tampa Bay Double Rays.
I know. They should know. Everyone should know.
They should know.
This is so depressing. All right, we don't have any points at all. Rob, would you like to change that, please?
I'll go new on DVD for three.
Stars Tim Allen.
What is... I saw this movie, too.
Well, we're a bully for you. Keith, your chance to steal.
What is the Santa Claus?
No. I'm getting a teletype right now. You're suspended. You're officially suspended as guests on this show.
Wonderful. That's a bully idea. Bully.
Kidding. I mean, it's a joke.
A joke, of course.
It's a joke.
I wish it wasn't, though.
Who's in control here?
Rob, you're in control. What was the correct answer of the movie on DVD?
Oh, that's Joe Somebody.
Joe Somebody. And Don Somebody, Rob Somebody, Mike Somebody, Buzz Somebody.
Simon right. Somebody.
Please. It's the hottest show on television. You don't have to do any of that bantering that you do with your insults. Rob, you're in control.
You want DVD for four, please?
Are you a faggot?
Who?
Yes, good. Was he speaking with you, Rob?
Me?
Yes, are you?
No.
That was called deflection. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Rob, you're in control. Select again.
We're out of DVDs, I'm dumb.
Oh, sorry. NFL coaches for one.
He is head coach of your Dallas Cowboys.
Who is,
Very good, Rob. You keep the streak going. Keep your chance to steal.
Who is Chan Gailey?
Hi, now.
Yes, Simon.
Who is Dave Campo?
Yes, Dave Campo.
Rob, you're in control.
Find him attractive in those tight coach's shorts.
I watch the show on HBO.
Hard Knocks.
I enjoy it. It pleases me greatly. Rob, you're in control.
I guess I'll go with NFL coaches for two, please.
Rob, can I make a request? This would help your performance enormously.
Sure.
Don't say
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Indianapolis Colts.
No clue.
Keep your chance to steal.
Who is Jim Mora?
No.
Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy, fresh up from the Tampa Bay team.
Correct, Simon.
Rob, you're in control.
Coaches for three.
Chicago Bears.
That would be Geron.
That was not in the form of a question.
Keep your chance to steal.
Who is Geron?
And no, you know what? You're just cheating. I need a first name.
No idea.
I'm terribly sorry. May I point out,
Dick Geron,
neither one of these contestants has any points at all.
Wow.
They are failing miserably. It's time for a gut check.
Okay.
Gut check time, please.
Okay, who's in control, Simon?
Rob.
Okay, I'll get a circumcised for one, please.
Now, here you go. You got a 50-50 shot here. I tell you the name of a guy, you tell me if he's circumcised or not.
My favorite category.
Matt Damon.
What is, yes.
You are on the board with $1, Rob. That is fantastic. I'm so glad that you picked yourself up by those dumb old bootstraps of yours.
Well, I am incredibly intelligent. Go on to two, please.
Tobey Maguire.
Not, please. What is
that? Not in the form of a question. You are not incredibly intelligent. Take away his dollar.
You're knocked down to zero, Rob. You have to play with more energy. Do you think you can?
Big dope, you say I'm incredibly intelligent because you guessed that Matt Damon's penis was cut.
And keep your chance to steal.
I'm not cheating when I say what is not.
Tobey Maguire is circumcised.
Rob, you are in control. We are back to 0-0.
Let's go for three, please. Circumcised.
Carrot Top.
What is not?
Right.
$3 catapulting him to the lead, and that means that, Rob, you are still in control.
We'll go to Rob A for one, please.
Rob A. His favorite Philadelphia basketball team.
What is the 76ers?
Keep your chance to steal.
What are the Hebrews?
There you go. Finally.
$1. They'll both be going to the final round. They have a dollar. That's wonderful.
All right.
And I don't care for that jersey. It's not becoming.
The Hebrews.
Clown man. All right, Keith.
What do you think of the Hebrews there, Simon?
I think the
Who
Hebrews.
Who said that?
That would be Keith.
Yes. All about Rob A for two.
How much does Keith have?
He has $1. You would effectively knock him out of the game.
He's back down to zero.
Back down to zero, but you all in control.
Listen, one thing. I run a tight ship, and I don't mind a little lip. I don't mind a little byplay, but not from a guy who's not gotten but one question right.
That is correct, and I believe you are Lord Quizmaster.
I'm sorry, okay.
Go again.
All about Rob A for two, please.
The percentage of Rob A that is Jewish.
What is a quarter?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is 1/8?
Right.
$2, a big, big answer for you. Way to go, Rob.
Let's go on to Rob A for three.
His middle name.
What is Andrew?
Keep your chance to steal.
What is Ditten Dottem?
Close.
So close.
Wadhams.
Wadhams. And that means, Rob, you're in control.
I guess we'll go to KC and the Sunshine Band for one.
All right, Howie. It is the 25th anniversary of KC and the Sunshine Band.
I know that.
Sing me a KC and the Sunshine Band song. For one, Get Down Tonight.
Don't know it, sorry.
Keep your chance to steal and get back on the board.
What is? Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Yeah, you've redeemed yourself, Keith.
$1, you will be going to the final round. Select again, please.
For two, please.
That's the way I like it.
What is? That's the way, I like it.
Right.
This could be a major windfall for Keith as he tries to tie Rob.
Three, please.
Shake your booty.
What is? Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Shake, shake, shake.
There you go. That's We were looking for the shake, shake, shake.
And with that...
Shake, 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 shake your booty.
Keith has taken the lead, Lord Quizmaster.
Wow, an exciting game.
Very good.
All kinds of discipline. Here we go, guys.
They're just not trying hard enough.
You're both going to play the final round of Low Budget Jeopardy with this annoying American Idol music.
I like the music. I personally selected it.
And here is your category,
guys.
Come
now, Donnie.
What?
Come now, Donnie.
Oh. Your category is...
I'm so, so angry.
Your category is a new low.
Oh, very good.
A new low.
You'll be talking, of course, about this radio station.
On tonight's episode of CBS's Big Brother, she will perform a private concert for the house guests. This is a new low for this performer.
Yeah.
On tonight's Big Brother, she will perform a private concert for the house guests slash prisoners. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All right now, good news for everyone. You have all got the opportunity, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy, you'll receive a pair of my thong panties.
Oh.
As you may have guessed, they're all black, and after I wear them on the show, I give them away. Now, I've always said that there is one thing that I know better than talent, and that is how to pick out a wonderful, beautifully fitting pair of panties. I have dozens, and now I'm giving my panties away. Back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Simon.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you like a pair right now or take them off?
No, thank you.
They really hug my berries.
And who do I want to talk to first here?
Rob, the monosyllabic Rob the cartographer.
Rob the map maker. Rob, on tonight's Big Brother, she will perform a private concert for the housed prisoners.
Who is J-Lo?
J-Lo, no.
I'm sorry, stay on the line, you'll have some prizes, but that knocks you down to zero.
All right, Keith, if you got it, you're the big wiener.
Can I just sing another Casey and the Sunshine Band song? I have no idea.
No, oh, and how sad this is. The great Sheryl Crow.
Oh, no.
The great Sheryl Crow being reduced to singing on Big Brother tonight.
She's a prostitute. That is what she is doing. Well, she is. As soon as you realize that, the sooner you know what she's doing.
It's the type of game that any one of the executives at this company who are currently suspended would enjoy. We're giving away no money at all. Rob and Kevin, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Simon from American Idol with your gift. Simon, what's wrong?
I'm just very, very disappointed that we didn't have a winner, and I'm very disappointed in Sheryl Crow. Are you ready to hear your prizes, Keith and Rob?
Yes.
Yep.
Rob?
Yeah.
How about yes, sir, Mr. Simon?
Yes, sir, Mr. Simon.
Very good. You want a blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. You purchase a 10-week rental card, and you get a free DVD or VHS copy of Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, now available on DVD and VHS. Wait!
There's Borg.
You have won a slurp and gulp. A slurp and gulp. Prize pack.
Another one of those Freudian slips.
So what was that?
Oh, shut up, you. Mike. I mean, Simon.
I'm sorry. You have won a slurp and gulp.
No, you did it again.
You have won a slurp and burp prize pack.
No, it's slurp and...
Slurp and gulp. I know what it is. Do not correct me. You have won a slurp and gulp prize pack from 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven has designed a brand new cup for customers who want a slurp... who want a slurpee and a big gulp. The slurp and gulp is a 22-ounce slurpee. Who possibly needs this much? let me start again. The slurp and gulp, yummy, is a 22-ounce slurpee in the inside of the cup with a 32-ounce big gulp on the outside of the cup. Where do they put the urinal? Pour one at your neighborhood 7-Eleven store today and enjoy. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And Simon, what can I say? You are... You're a taskmaster.
But after that ad, I'm ready to release my bladder.
But a man after my own heart will watch your stupid television show.
I don't care if you do or not.
Always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. And I've had a very, very bad time with all of you. And please, raise your standards. Raise up.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Simon.
Raise up.
Now we have a limited amount of time available.
Yeah.
We have a prize blowout bonanza.
Blowout.
Now, did I give away these already?
I don't think so.
Hey, guys, did I give away all the WWE stuff?
Let's find out. Here they come. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000. Raise up. Come on, fly like the wind, boy.
Did we give away the WWE stuff before? Here she is, the not pregnant Lisa Herndon.
What's the question?
did we give these away already? On today's show.
Yeah.
We had a call 100, so we gave away these.
All of them?
Nope, so I got all these left.
Correct.
Great.
Finally got the answer you were looking for.
Thank you, darling. Now, here is the deal. Are you ready? And I mean, we are under limited time today. And I mean, this is my only offer. 5 minutes. 5 minutes to make us laugh.
Unprecedented. This is the greatest time limit ever imposed on Make Us Laugh. Please send us away smiling.
Now, if you make us laugh, you will win third row tickets, second row tickets, and front row tickets.
Front row.
Enough tickets to take you and five friends and sit in the first three rows, WWE Tour of Defiance.
It's going to work, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you have made the perfect marriage here. People that love wrestling, no comedy.
Right. Mike, you should also know this. I don't know if anybody's told you this or not.
What?
It's a good time for you to hear this.
What?
This is the show that you and I will be at on Saturday, September 7th, when I will be managing in the ring Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
And you will be managing Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. It's a Saturday night?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Didn't,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I'll try to be there.
Then maybe Rob and I will be in the ring if Mike has one of those pesky band gigs.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, what else would it be?
No, I just remembered something.
What?
I gotta write you a card.
You whore.
But, hey, I'm not selling
at least you're not selling t-shirts.
Right.
I know.
I'm baby stepping.
All right, here's the deal. We got the WWE tickets. Third row, second row, front row. If you make us laugh. That's if you're from D.C. or Baltimore, or even Philly, if you want to drive down for the wrestling, with Mike and I on stage in the ring.
Yeah.
Actually managing these wrestlers, or Robbie and I, if Mike is busy.
Brother.
Now, if you're from another city and you win, $100.
There you go.
All you got to do is call the toll free, 877-365-3636. But we are running way late today.
Got to really make them quick. Not long jokes here.
So listen, 5 minutes. Make us laugh.
Very good.
God knows. I don't want to tell you how to do this.
But
awful lot of good topics out there.
Amen.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Start dialing, you animals. We will take your unscreen calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Catering to the BM Eaters, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, brother. That was mine. That's funny. I'm sorry. That's egotistical, but that's funny.
Catering to the BM Eaters, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. We are ready for Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
We are ready to offer third row, second row, and front row WWE tickets.
I'm ready.
To join Mike and I and Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar in the squared circle.
Very exciting.
Saturday, September 7th. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, are these lines on hold? That is a mistake. Did the Harvard kid do this?
Perhaps.
No, we like unscreened calls.
They're off the line.
Hi, Lisa.
I did that because when people pick up the phone and you say, Don and Mike should make us laugh, they'll go, hey, how you doing, guys? What's up?
Oh, so
when
I pick them up,
I put them on hold and say, as soon as Don and Mike pick up your line, tell your joke, and I put them all on hold.
Well, I just hung up on all of them.
Okay,
then they'll be able to start fresh.
So now we restart.
Great.
Rob, 5 minutes on the clock, please.
Are you quite ready?
I am quite ready.
Then
I was born ready.
You shall begin!
And really, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. No skin off our noses, because we'll give away the tickets we get back from vacation.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, the priest says to the rabbi, hey, let's go screw some little boys. The rabbi says, out of what?
Don and Mike, hello.
Make it I want to play What If We Learned. Oh, wait, I guess we ain't going to be playing that no more.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Please, please, please. I need a ticket to take my son.
Please, please, what?
Please. Laugh.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
What's red and green goes 2,000 miles an hour?
Frog in a blender?
Ah, jeez.
My God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Sorry, can't air that one.
We had to delete that out. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Stop the clock.
Hold on, stop the clock.
Everyone,
stop
the clock. Stop the clock. Stop
what happened? Everybody hit the delay at once?
Hold it, man. Hold on. We got a problem.
Tell Brown Gwendy or whoever is running the delay upstairs, I got this one under control.
Bulb.
Okay. If somebody says COC.
Right.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Right. Bulb.
I will hit the delay.
Got that, Brown?
Bulb.
Don't worry. You got that?
Yeah, Brown.
BG?
Yeah.
Frida says to me the other day, I'm on AOL. She's looking at my buddy list. She goes, who is Brown Gwendy? And I said, she's a friend of mine. We were born up at the station.
Right.
She says, Brown Gwendy? I said, well, that's what Rob and I call her. She's Indian.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what she is?
Puerto Rican.
Same thing.
I just call her Brown.
Okay. Anyway.
You're ready to go. Are you ready?
And
go.
Here we go.
Bunker Brothers.
Yeah.
Make us laugh. Hello.
Hey, two ducks are swimming in a pond. One duck says to the other, hey, can you hand me a bar of soap? The other duck says, what do I look like, a typewriter?
I don't even get that. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello?
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 Make us laugh.
How's it going?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Yes, I didn't know if you knew this, but Rob A is actually a Hibakuru.
He's a what?
Hibakuru.
What is that?
That's 1/8 Jewish.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Make us laugh.
Okay. Japanese whaling ship sails into a bar. Says, hey, has anyone here ever seen a 6-foot...
People, help us out here.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
How do Germans tie their shoelaces?
How?
And little Nazis.
Little Nazis, I knew that. Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Yeah, Rob's 1/8 Jewish. That would make him octogune.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Please, Mr. Mel, don't fire me. Jeremy said everything was okay.
Are you still laughing about the Nazis?
No, I'm not. No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What is the difference between an astronaut and Michael Jackson?
Oh, something about moonwalking?
An astronaut walks on the moon.
Don and Mike, hello.
When is a guy smarter, before sex, during sex, or after sex?
When?
During sex, because he's plugged into the know-it-all.
Don and Mike, hello.
How can you tell when a girl's really horny?
How?
When you stick your hand down her pants and it feels like a horse eating oats.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Don.
Yeah.
Ass play is not for kids.
You're right. Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
2 minutes left!
Two Polacks are walking through the woods hunting. They come across a set of tracks. One Polack says those are bear tracks. The other Polack says, no, those are deer tracks.
5 minutes later, the train hit him.
That made Mike laugh. I didn't laugh. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike. Make it laugh.
All right. Chinese lady, a Jew, a black lady are on a plane that's going to crash. Black lady.
Everybody stop dropping an S when you screw it up.
Don and Mike, hello. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
So the French fries walk in this restaurant, and the waiter says, I'm sorry, but we don't serve food.
Don and Mike, don't tell me that made you laugh, Mike.
No, it didn't.
Don and Mike, it almost did. Hello?
Yes, what do gay horses eat?
What?
Hey.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Hey, with black and white, green and red, and yellow and brown.
What?
Rudy Barsky's underwear.
Don and Mike, make us laugh. Hello?
What do you do with a bald coochie when you're done eating it?
What?
Put the diaper back on.
Oh. Oh, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hemorrhoid. Noun. A varicose vein in the region of the anal sphincter. Sometimes painful bleeding, also called pile.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Nice effort.
Hello?
Yes.
Make us laugh.
Where's a female pilot sit?
Where does this female pilot sit?
Yeah.
Where?
The
cunt.
You can't, you see, can't say that.
You'd be a winner, but we can't air the joke. 30 seconds. Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Yeah, black guy walks into the bar, has a parrot on his shoulder, walks up to the bartender. Bartender says, where'd you get that? Parrot says, there's thousands of them over in Africa.
Old.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Yeah, Joe Orange is so stupid. He came up to me and said, hey, what's that letter that comes after X? I said, why? He said, nah, I just want to know.
Please make us laugh, Don and Mike.
Hey, did you hear about the couple that got arrested for having sex in the church? The priest was so shocked he fell off his altar boy.
I heard that joke on David Letterman last night.
I know, I got to give it a shot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
One day only. Hagerstown Speedway, the Grease Man, be there.
Bonus 30 seconds right now.
Hey,
clock me, Rob. Bonus 30 seconds.
All right.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Indian father, Indian son, walk through the woods. Indian father stops the son, sticks his ear to the ground. Says, son, pop a little cub. Son says, see him, Dad, how'd you do that? Just put the stuff to my ear.
I don't even get that.
Didn't understand that.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah. What happens to a Cuban when he has a flat tire?
What?
He drowns.
I laughed, sorry. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
You're the last caller.
Okay, thanks.
For Make Us Laugh.
Thanks.
Done you.
Come on.
Yeah, no pressure, huh?
Go ahead.
Come on.
Why'd Peter Pan fly?
Why?
Somebody put your Peter in a pan, you'd fly too.
Time!
No.
Nope.
Shot, thanks.
That was a nice shot. Gentlemen, it's happened before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the first time we have no winner. Now, on a normal show,
right,
we would continue.
We would, but we don't have time.
We don't have time. What we will do is we will put the WWE tickets back into the sealed mayonnaise jar.
The next call you were going to take was going to make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
And now they're all dropping off.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, this is Craig Wilson. Me and my partner Jack would like you to stop reading my column.
You were saying?
Yeah, well, you know, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. Don and Mike, I know. Hello.
Yeah, until today, I saw Barbarians at the Gate, which is a movie about trying to get a date with Lisa.
All right. That's it for today.
That's it. We tried.
We'll come back after vacation. We've got all the same tickets to give away.
That's right.
All the same money to give away.
Kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it?
No, not really. Not really. Because there's some jokes that I smiled at.
Somewhere I like good. The cockpit.
And some jokes that you almost laughed at. And if that guy had not used the word that he used...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what word he could have possibly used.
Hey, we don't serve food.
That wasn't funny.
It was to me.
Not funny. Train the cockpit joke was funny. What?
Train hits two Pollocks is funny.
Oh, no. Sorry.
In a world right. where only
hey,
radio
it's also,
was
no, pretty funny.
Deep.
Yeah, that was about, that one made me chuckle.
A way to bring
hey,
news to his people.
We don't serve food.
He made it up.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I you know, it's all subjective.
It's subjective.
Yeah, totally
it's
subjective. Subjective.
Don and Mike.
I thought they might be taking more calls for the...
Yeah, we're taking one more.
Go ahead.
I thought a joke, really, just a question. What do you think Helen Keller's dog sounds like this?
Wow.
Don and Mike, hello? Can't stop myself.
I know. It's
Don and Mike.
It's hard to walk away.
Make us laugh.
When I was little, I used to take a bath with my mom to help me sleep better. And I looked up and I said, Mom, what's that? She said, that's my beaver. Next night I was over at my grandmother's house and she said, yeah, let me help you sleep. Come take a bath with me. I looked up. I said, Grandma, what's that? She said, it's my beaver. I said, well, it must be dead because its tongue's hanging out.
Oh,
God. Buzz, what is your lead story? Today on the news, no, you're a loser, honey. Yeah, what are your lead stories today on the news and the comments?
Today, turning a sunburn into a felony.
I even like it when it's bad like
that. I do, too.
Yeah. I really do.
I do, too.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can I get on the air and tell a joke?
Turn your radio down. Yeah, make us laugh. Go ahead.
Can you?
How do you sit four gay guys on a stool?
How do you what?
Sit four gay guys on a stool.
How?
You turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down. Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Yeah, this is my impression of Elvis, who was still living today. Hello, give me all this coffin, I'm still gay.
Some of the phones are so bad.
I can't understand what the guy's saying. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you sleep with a fat chick?
How?
Hell if I know, ask Mike.
Oh, that's just cruel.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I can make you laugh.
Go ahead.
What's green and smells like pork?
Kermit's finger.
Damn.
Right.
Jesus.
No, he's not retarded.
Jesus. Buzz News.
Yes.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, they love your in-betweens. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me just stop the show here for a second.
Yes.
You know, I realize that we're really not doing a show for rocket scientists, but there are an awful lot of dumb people out there.
Yeah, you got to be very careful anything you say on the radio these days.
Now, about an hour ago, Mike and I are doing the bit with American Idol, right?
Right.
And I said, I've just been handed this memo from Viacom.
Right.
And as you can see, Buzz, it's a piece of paper that
just scribbled
my
notes.
Handwriting.
Yeah, it's a scrap paper, and you were making a joke.
Today's firing or suspension will be announced at 4 p.m.
Right.
Over the last couple of days.
There have been a couple.
There's been happening in this company.
Yeah.
No one from the Don and Mike show will be... no one from the Don and Mike show is in trouble. You are all safe. Through vacation. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your holiday. Viacom.
Now, it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Don wrote that himself. There's no substance to it. It means nothing.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah.
It's a funny joke. Well, I immediately am brought to the attention of site DCRTV.com.
Oh, no. A wonderful website, really. I mean, I enjoy reading
that. Dave Hughes does
I love that website.
Dave Hughes does a good job.
Yes.
But he should not rely on the morons who listen to the radio and post on the message board.
Yeah, we wanted to clear it up, though, before.
Because you have these messages. Don and Mike just read a memo stating the firing suspensions are forthcoming and will be announced at 4 p.m.
Not true, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, first off, if the company was going to do that, they're not going to put out a press release announcing more people being fired or suspended. Who or what it was, don't know. I would expect this to be released via press release at this time. Next person writes, Don and Mike just stated on the air at 4 p.m. there would be information about the firing or suspensions. No names were stated, so it might be a prank. Don was reading from Viacom stationery.
It was not even a prank. It was an obvious joke, we thought, but obviously some people took it seriously.
I'm sure you'll get lots of these. But Don and Mike just referenced an internal CBS Viacom memo.
It was WKFK stationery that Don wrote in a Sharpie on.
Suspensions and or firings at 4 p.m. Was this the Ken Jeremy suspension, or maybe something to do with other people? We'll check back with new info.
No, we know not.
And the other guy, another guy writes, Don and Mike just read a Viacom bulletin on air. He said today's firing or suspension will be announced at 4 p.m.
Man, there are people that that hang on stuff.
They went on to say, the bottom of the bulletin said, everyone from the Don and Mike show is safe at this time, and they should enjoy their vacations. I hope you're able to cover the story and bring us the news quickly.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Print the retraction quickly.
Dumbasses. It's a joke! It's a joke!
That's a good joke.
It was nothing. It was a throwaway.
It was a throwaway, and now we've cleared
it. It was an inside joke.
Yeah. There you go.
Christ, you goddamn morons.
Listening for clues.
Like, that's how they do it. They go, all right, we're going to fire or suspend people today. Let's get a memo out and announce we're going to do it at 4 o'clock, and... Then, Don, you read it on the radio.
Right.
In advance of the decision being made.
Yes. God damn stupid people.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
And they don't
tell us anything.
No.
And all he found out about this when I looked at the front page of DCR-TV by Dave Hughes, who's, by all accounts, a decent guy.
Well, and I like the website. The website's got a lot of information on it.
News updated at 2 p.m. The SHI hits the fan at 4. We hear that 4 p.m. is when a major announcement will come from Viacom Infinity.
Well, they're all about scoops there. They love their scoops, so I think they get excited.
It's a joke.
Yeah. It's a joke. Remember that. Retract it, please.
It's a joke.
Just a joke.
Clear it up.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You very much.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not, but Jesus Christ, no one's got a sense of humor.
Apparently not.
No one's got a sense of humor. I'm glad we're going on vacation.
Amen, brother.
Not a suspension.
No.
A vacation.
Right. No, here we are. We'll be back. We'll be back day after Labor Day doing our show.
Let's see. I want to get a plug in here for a very nice lady, Marissa. Hey, Marissa.
Yes.
Now, listen, here is the deal. Marissa is going to be walking for 3 days nonstop. Mm-hmm. To help fight breast cancer with the Avon Breast Cancer 3-Day Walk.
Oh, good.
And she's going to be walking in New York City, and she's from Philly, and she needs donations.
Right.
Is that the deal, Marissa?
Yeah, that's it. It's Marissa, and yes, that's the deal.
All right, well, go ahead. Let me give you a couple of seconds to sell yourself.
Okay, I just wanted to tell your listeners and both Don and Mike that I will be participating in this walk. It's 60 miles. You walk over 3 days, about 20 miles a day. We sleep in a tent city at nighttime. All proceeds go to breast cancer research. In the past 5 years, they have raised over $200 million for the cause, and it's something that's very close to me because I've seen several people pass away from this horrendous disease, and recently a friend of my family has been diagnosed with it, so I'm committed to the cause and have participated in past walks for breast cancer. I need to raise a minimum of $1,900 to participate. They require this, and I've raised about $500 so far, so I need a little bit more help.
So here's what you do. Let me cut right to the chase here. You go to www.bethepeople.com.
That's it.
Select a 3-day walk in New York and donate in the name of Marissa, and her walker ID number is 102616.
And all the information's on that website?
Yes, it is.
We just wanted to give her a plug. She's a very nice lady, big fan of the show in Philadelphia, and we promised her we'd give her a plug.
Good luck. Hope you make your money and more,
Marissa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
My wife and I are...
Did you hear that? No, you didn't hear that. I just deleted that out. Buzz, yes. I've just been handed another memo.
Really?
From Viacom. From this. Now, this is on the level.
Now, stop it.
This is on the level.
No, it's not. He's holding an index.
No, Mike. No. This is on the level.
On the easel in front of me.
I am holding a memo from Viacom,
I
and it says,
that.
There it is.
Your ass is in a sling if you don't play commercials right now.
I understand.
So we'll be right back.
is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive.
Uh-huh.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, gotcha.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, really, no kidding this time. This is the memo from Viacom.
Okay, good.
Attention employees. Anyone that doesn't go to see Mike O'Meara and the Crab Blues Band tomorrow night at Brady's in Old Town Manassas.
Not tomorrow night, Saturday night. Did I say tomorrow night?
No, I did. Sorry.
It feels like Friday because we're leaving. But
let me take this from the top.
Saturday night and, take care.
Attention employees. Any employees that do not go to see Mike O'Meara and the Crab Blues Band Saturday night at Brady's in Old Town Manassas.
Right.
Attention employees.
Take three.
Any employees who do not go to see Mike O'Meara and the Crap Blues Band Saturday night at Brady's in Old Town Manassas will find their asses suspended.
Yeah!
Wow.
TFM.
Yeah!
Official.
Yes.
Official.
And official.
And print it.
Print it.
Wow, we give you an overtime show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you got, Big Mouth?
The waiter says, we don't serve food here. Finally, a man in the Philadelphia area has been arrested for indecent exposure. Douglas Carroll was strolling naked along a bridge in Lambertville. Police say he appeared to be drunk and that he led them on a 3-foot chase before being caught. He told them he was trying to end the drought with his nude stroll. He's now been released on his own good word, even though it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry about the time. You know how it's
Was there a problem with the gun?
You know how that happens. All right, that's it. We're out of here until the day after Labor Day, which is Tuesday, September the
3rd.
The 3rd.
Right.
Have a great holiday. Be safe, you animals. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back then. Please enjoy the finely crafted selection of tapes we have.
They're very good.
Over the next couple of days, and... keep your eyes out for those memos. Good day to you, sir.
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 Yes.
And I just got a memo, Rob, that says...
another one?
I wish you life,
love,
love,
luck,
and
light.
See you the day after.
Toodaloo.
Cat.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.